I guess we can call this meeting to order. We have a quorum. So Ben, we've got, it looks like one or two items here that you want to talk to us about, the trust funds.
Okay, so we have, so this year it switched a little bit. Before the district spend, who was our approver for these? We'd still approve it at our board, then it went to the district, but now they've changed it. It'll be just our board that's doing the approval on these. So the final plans don't need approval, but they're there if you guys wanted to look at those. Gavin does need to do an amendment to his final plan, though, so I'll pull that up and let him talk about that.
Maybe before we do that, Ben, just so everybody knows what we're talking about, I mean, some people are new on the board, what are we talking about, and what's the typical thing that we do?
Okay. So, there are the trust lands set up in the state that there's funds given to the schools for, and it's one area that parents actually get a say in how the funding is spent. So a parent committee's met at both the campuses with the administration and the team, and has come up with what their plan is and what they want to spend those funds on for the year. And Gavin had a carryover, so he needed to make an amendment of how to use some of those funds. So,
okay. All right, thanks.
Let me scroll the bottom of that for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
There it is. Okay. All right. Slide up. Okay, so what happened, what really happened is we accidentally spent some...
Oh. Let me hit just joined. Sorry.
Okay. So what really happened is we just didn't... We spent... So we had this $14,000 we didn't spend out of our trust lands from the previous year, and we actually spent the money it was supposed to be spent on, we spent it out of the wrong account, and so it carried over in the trust lands account, and so then it, so we made a mistake there. It all got spent okay, but because it carried over to this year, we had to make an amendment to be able to use those funds. And so there's, here's the, what, oh.
Click on the screen.
Okay. Oh. Oh. Okay. So here's, So we had 14,000 carry over, and here's what I proposed and what the Trust Land Council, which is that parent group we were talking about, approved. So we paid for the ACT test for our freshmen and sophomores. Right now, the juniors have the ACT paid for out of the state because they use that for the state assessment. By taking the ACT each year from freshman through junior year, students will improve their ACT score from freshman to junior year by an average of 5 points is our goal. The steps we took were purchase the ACT and administer it. We're doing that right after our spring break in 2 weeks. So that's the first one that we wanted to spend money on. The next one was science workbooks. This was something that for our biology teacher. It actually ties really well to the science skills and science methods, both in the regular science core. It also ties really well to the ACT item under science, so that's an easy one to measure. So we did say that that would improve scores on the ACT and on the... it would really impact the Aspire test as well, but improve that by one. And so we'd spend $1,000 on these workbooks that, again, build, like, scientific skills like graph reading, charts, a lot of different science skills. They'll use it in ninth grade in their learning strategies class and, again, in their biology class is how she plans to use it. And, our committee liked that. And then the rest of it is lab equipment. So we have vernier probes, analytical balance, a LabQuest 3 device, a physics dynamics cart and track system. These are all for science. And these will just help them do practical experiments, practical measurements to be able to gather data. And again, we tied it to ACT items for the goal that it could improve scoring in those areas if they've got more experience with actual real-time data that these will allow them to do, and precision data, that analytical balance helps them get very precise data for their science fair and other projects. And I think that is my amendments. That's all of them. Any questions about those? Like I say, our Trust Land Council already approved that. They felt like that those were good, and so that's my amendments.
So, Gavin, if I understand it right, we've had extra funds because they were in the wrong account.
Yeah, so
and
like...
And we need to spend them before the end of the year, yes?
Yes.
Okay, that's all I'm trying to figure out.
Yep,
okay.
So that's the reason for all of this is that we had a carryover from the previous year that we hadn't spent it out of trust lands like we planned. We spent it out of a different account, so then it carried over. So now we have to spend this year or we get in trouble. And this was that our trust land council said, well, why don't you just ask the teachers what they need? And I said, yeah, that sounds great. So we asked teachers what they needed. We did do the ACT test as well because that was a school need that we'd identified. And then the rest of these were all just teachers shared that they needed these supplies and how it could benefit and how we could measure it. So I was pretty pleased with these options. So.
Well, as a parent with a sophomore, thank you for paying for the ACT this year.
Well, and it gives them more experience, right? I mean, that's the hope, is that by that junior year when it really matters for getting into the colleges, they've had some good experience, and it's not foreign. They're just ready. That's one of the big hopes is that familiarity, and they can track their own progress and see how much they're improving. So. Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying, I mean, these look like great expenses and very appropriate, but my one question is why, since we did spend the money, why can't you just transfer the trust fund money, trust land money, to the account from which it was paid for last year? Is that not,
No.
Do that?
I could have last year, but I can't now.
Okay, got it. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Any other questions or...
I'll make a motion that we approve the amendment to the SU Success Plan Trust Land Plan for
2023-2024. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Okay. Bill? All in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, that motion carries. Thank you. Next up, I guess, is our plan for this coming year.
Okay, let me share that with you guys.
Are we doing mine first again?
Yes, let's go first again.
No, that's good. I'll slide back up. Okay, so this is our plan for the upcoming year. And so some of these goals are continuations of goals we had this last year. This one is one of them. Personal tutors, these are tutors that are assigned to individual students based on need. And so we take generally our current seniors or former students and hire them to come do that individual tutoring with students who are struggling. And we've seen some good value in that this last year. We found that 10,000, we actually had a little more in it last year, but 10,000 is going to cover it just fine. And so we have 10,000 for that one. And our goal is that 75% of students will improve by one grade level or maintain improvement if continuing working with a personal tutor. And we hit around 60% this year with a similar goal. So we want to continue that moving forward. Do I need to go through each of these things?
No, I mean, you basically already did.
Okay. This kind of breaks down how we'll do it. Our RTI team, which is me and the counselors and our teachers, will identify students struggling, and then we'll assign them and then track it.
And the goal is also to get not necessarily tutor the entire year, but hopefully a kid proves successful and then is off tutoring, another kid could have that opportunity. So it's not to just stay with somebody the whole year.
Yeah. There are some that kind of we maintain and stick with them, but there's a good chunk that hopefully get off of it. And I need to run that data, actually. I have the data for how many have benefited and how many are currently with them, but I need to check how many have come off. So that's a good point. Our goal two is our ACT scholarship coach. This is Susan Matheson does this. She runs ACT prep each week. There's an online program she's been running with them. She does kind of a study hall and ACT kind of a thing, and they get some food if they come and participate. She's done a great job with that. We also have her run our scholarships program. She sends out weekly emails with current scholarships, and then she'll work with individual students to help them fill out and work on those scholarships, especially for our seniors. And so she's done a great job with that. We've had her this year, and that's another one we would continue moving forward into next year. The goal is to have at least 20 different students attend multiple ACT sessions prior to the ACT that we've identified that have scored lower in benchmark areas on the ACT. And so having them attend regularly, then we would hope to see the improvement. Our third goal, we have a summer math program that we've done. We've kind of evolved it over the last few years. This year, the way it's going to look, we just had our students, actually just this last week, all of our incoming freshmen took a placement test, and depending on how they do on that, they'll be assigned some additional help over the summer. If they don't score a certain level, then we know they need some additional help to be successful in our accelerated math programs. And so, in the lower group, they'll be assigned, have them come to, like a summer, actually in-person summer support math class with Angie Green. Then we have that group. We have them complete an hour of this online Alex math support over the summer. And there's a middle group too. We have do about a half hour. If they did pretty good, but maybe didn't need to be in that class. And then at the end of the summer, we're actually going to have them take this MAP test, which is we have all of our incoming freshmen do it. It gives us a really good idea of where they're at math-wise just in general. But we're going to have those students who struggled and scored lowest, we're actually going to have them come in the week before to take that test. And based on those results, after they've done all these helps, based on those results, we may assign them to do a full year Math 1 or they've gotten where they need to be to do our accelerated math. And so that's what that's for. And so
a quick question. So this includes incoming freshmen, right?
Correct.
And so are they required to do this?
Yeah.
Or is this an optional thing for the incoming freshmen?
Yeah, they're required to take the placement test and then participate in whatever math help they need over the summer. If they don't do it, then they would just be placed in that lower level math class if they refuse to do it or something like that. So,
okay.
Yeah. Thanks. Yeah. And then, there's $3,000 to pay for the online math program, $4,000 to pay some teacher stipends for running that program and teaching the math class. Okay, the fourth one is the same one that we just added as the amendment, so I don't know that I'll explain that a lot, but it pays for the freshmen and sophomores to take the ACT. Again, the goal is to increase their familiarity so they can be successful and increase that improvement from their freshman to junior year by about 5 points is what we'd like to see. Average has been 3 to 4, and we'd like to see that pushed up to about a 5-point average increase from freshman to junior year at that much improvement. But that's the same, that just continues that same one. I think this is the last one. We have our math books are old. They are falling apart, and they're from the year 2000. So we need new ones. We're gonna modernize our books here. So
I will clarify: the teachers haven't wanted a new book till now. They've been happy with those books, but they finally said it's time to upgrade.
There is that. There are some interesting, especially like the word problems are a little outdated sometimes. So they start talking about cassettes and things, right? Yeah. So
can I make just an offer? I don't know that it applies to success, but. We are in the process of building out a pretty large OER program, Open Educational Resources, and so I know that some of our math folks have already adopted OER, so there's free textbooks for students, no-cost textbooks.
Okay.
In fact, we have our entire general education program now, no-cost. Well, a halfway through it. If there was any interest from any of your teachers, I think, in exploring Open Educational Resources, we'd be happy to help out, helping them sort of navigate that world and see if that's something that's of interest to them. And
this
is the cost of textbooks for students.
Yeah, because some of like our science teachers right now are using a form of those, but no, that's good to know. Thank you.
Yeah. No, that's great. We'll look at that too. And, oh, we do have a sixth one. Oh, the sixth one is, if there's money still, then we'll purchase Chromebooks, and that just in general helps be able to have newer stuff so that it's not broken. And by tabbing that stuff, kids will do better. And that's the last goal.
So, Gavin, my only question on this one is, the first goal is very similar. There's similarities in multiple goals, but the first goal, we went from 85% on the tutoring to increasing their grade to 75%. And I know with the trust lands, we have to see the results, but we won't see those obviously till the end of the year. You won't present those to us until the beginning of fall next year.
You're talking about my first goal?
Was there an indicator that the council was seeing that we weren't getting close to that 85% benchmark from this year, so next year you're reaching for 75?
On goal one.
So on this one here that I've got on the screen here, the 75 for students will improve by one grade level or maintain improvement?
Yeah, currently for this year, you have 85%.
Oh, is that so for the last plan, you mean?
Mm-hmm.
For 2023-2024.
Yeah. Well, I think we went down because we're around 60% is what we saw this year. So then we're adjusting. So the real, that was the first time we've done a goal and we were trying to see where we laid out, right? We're about 60.
So all indicators would be this year that 85 was a little lofty.
Right. That's why we adjusted it to 7. But I think, you know, I think it's going to settle out. The other part of the problem with the goal last year, on here it says maintain or improve is what we put on there because we have some kids that started tutoring now and they're going to maintain that improvement. They're not necessarily going to go crazy higher than they are, but they're maintaining an improvement. And so, when I first looked at it, we only had about 50% who had improved. And I was like, what's going on? And then I realized, oh, I've got another 20% that had carried over from when we started this program the year before. And so really I've got 60-ish, 65%-ish, somewhere in there, that are doing what we want them to do. They're improving or maintaining the improvement they already made. And so I reworded the goal this year to fit that a little better because I think that also gets at what we're wanting.
Thank you.
Yep.
So, do you guys want to vote on this one now or wait till they're both done and vote on both of these two?
Probably do both at one time rather than one at a time.
Is that good? Any other questions? Is that good? Okay. Thank you.
Okay, let me pull up yours, Brian.
Okay. I apologize. I've lost my voice. I don't know how much you guys can hear me. Sorry.
We can hear.
Okay. So we, our parent council group, we have two goals down here for next year. And it's basically what the money's going to is to pay for, so we basically have a half-time counselor here. So we have three counselors down here, but half the time, that counselor will work as this academic coach. So we have UC academic coach. That's her working on taking care of all this, facilitating all this stuff. And they're kind of all geared around ACT and scholarship, as you can see. So we want all of our students to participate in scholarship preparation by the end of the year. They do this through their college and career readiness meetings they have with their counselor and parents. So they talk constantly, sending out emails, like Gavin was saying, emails about upcoming scholarship opportunities, things that they may be looking for. So that's what that academic coach will be looking for, providing resources to the students. So again, that's part of that salary for that person. The second one is to pay for the ACT test for the 10th and 11th grade students. We want both grades, just like Gavin up there, but we don't have 9th graders here, obviously, so we're going to have our 10th and 11th graders to get here. And we're gonna make sure that they have lots of prep. And we have prep with our curriculum experts, our subject expert. They do prep throughout the year. They hold prep sessions throughout the year with the students that they can come into. Sorry. So again, I'm going to have to adjust the breakdown of the cost a little bit there. We may have to put more to the... Anyway, any questions? I think that's really brief. I apologize.
Any questions? Okay. I guess we're ready for a motion to approve then the plan for trust land funds. It's 24-25, right?
Yes.
Yeah, the first one called trust land funds expenditure.
Do you
have a motion to approve?
I move to approve both the SUU success and Utah Tech success school trust land proposals for the year
2024-2025. Okay. Thank you, Bill.
We'll second.
Does Megan?
Megan.
Okay, all in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, that motion carries. Thank you. Is there any other business, Ben, or are we good?
We're good. Thank you, guys.
Okay. All right, we're good. Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Okay, second?
Second.
Okay, Sherry. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. I guess we are adjourned. Thank you all very much. We'll see you
in the next
week or so. Thank you so much.